would find connections and portents and wild harbingers of the Year of the Skulls. Narian Sin, I said in my Vajra the Naga voice, you're a stubborn old man. You should have been dead long ago. Perhaps Kina does favor you, which would suggest that here in my hands is where the goddess wants you to be. We Vedna are good at blaming everything on God. Nothing can happen that is not the will of God. Therefore, he has already measured the depth of the brown stuff and has decided to toss you in. And these are bloody hands. Make no mistake. Singh looked at me. He did not fear much. He did not recognize me. If our paths had crossed before, I had been too minor an annoyance for him to recall. The Daughter of Night remembered me, though. She was thinking that I was a mistake she would not be making again. I was thinking maybe she was a mistake we ought not to make, however useful a tool she might become. She almost scared Vajra the Naga, who had been too dense to comprehend fear in personal terms. You're troubled by events, but aren't afraid. You rely upon your goddess. Good. Let me provide assurances. We won't harm you, assuming you cooperate, however much we owe you. He did not believe a word of that, and I did not blame him. That was the usual sort of hold out a feather of hope a torturer used to leverage cooperation from the doomed. In this case, the pain will all be directed elsewhere. He tried to turn to look at the girl. Not just there, Narian Singh. Not only there. Though that's where we'll start, Narian. You have something we want. We have several things we believe to be of value to you. I'm prepared to make an exchange, sworn in the names of all our gods. Narian had nothing to say, yet. But I began to sense that his ears might be open to the right words. The Daughter of Night sensed that, too. She squirmed. She tried to make some kind of noise. She was going to be as stubborn and crazy as her mother and aunt. Must be the blood. Narian Singh, in another life, you were a vegetable seller in the town called Gondwar. Every other summer, you would go off to lead your company of Tuga. Singh looked uncomfortable and puzzled. This was nothing he expected. You had a wife, Yashodhara, whom you called Lily in private. You had a daughter, Kaditya, which was maybe just a little too clever a naming. You had three sons, Valmiki, Sugriva, and Aridatha. Aridatha you've never seen because he wasn't born until after the Shadow Masters carried the able men of Gondwar off into captivity. Narian looked more uncomfortable and troubled than ever. His life before the coming of the Shadow Masters was a lost episode. Since his unexpected salvation, he had dedicated himself solely to his goddess and her daughter. Those times were so unsettled that you have since proceeded on the reasonable assumption that nothing of your former life survived the coming of the